Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. So how do you feel about your wallet? You want your wallet thick or you want your wallet thin? I want a thick wallet. I don't mean full of like papers and receipts. I mean full of dough, like take-home pay and money and that kind of stuff. I like to keep my own money. Beware. Be wary. Beware. Ladies and gentlemen, if Biden pulls this thing out, be very wary of the tax tsunami coming. The reason I bring this up is a great article in the Washington Examiner is if he wins this, there's a misperception out there that if we win the Georgia Senate, which by the way, vote in Georgia. I'm sorry, folks, anyone telling you not to vote in Georgia, I am very sorry, is steering you wrong. Vote in Georgia. But even if we win in Georgia, we still could have a problem. Let me get right to the piece and show you what I'm talking about, because your wallet, the thickness of it kind of matters to me, and it should matter to you too. Beware of tax hikes under Biden, even if GOP holds the Senate, by Bruce Thompson. This is a good piece. Screenshot number one. I'm going to put an if in front of this. If there's a Biden administration, they can be expected to move quickly to propose a major fiscal stimulus package and use budget reconciliation to expedite its passage through the House and Senate. What the hell's that? Budget reconciliation is a budget process technique that would allow the Biden plan to avoid a Republican filibuster and limit debate in the Senate to 20 hours and pass the Senate with only 51 votes. More in a minute, but first, folks, let me explain reconciliation to you in the simplest terms possible. If you want to push through a tax hike or a tax cut, it's going to have major ramifications on the budget, more money spent or less money spent. You have to go through the regular process. But if you want to pass a reconciliation bill that's not going to spend any more money, that's just going to basically move stuff around within the same pot, you only need 51 votes. You're not subject to the filibuster. So what the author is warning about is that Biden is looking to hike people's taxes. He's going to try to cut other taxes to net it out to zero. You get what I'm saying? Hike these, lower those, to push it through. And even if we win the two seats in Georgia, all he needs is 51 votes, because they don't need the 60 to get over the filibuster. Not if it's reconciliation. And he's saying, listen, even if we win the two in Georgia, we still have to worry about the Mitt Romneys of the world and the Lisa Murkowskis, who could abandon us any moment. And Kamala Harris, if they win, would be the tiebreaker. You don't need 60 senators. You just need 51.
Right.
So he's like, this, you know, I'm using this as an impetus for you to continue to fight this fraud and say, hey, we got to win this thing, this second term right now for Trump. Now, how is he going to do that? You're like, Dan, that doesn't make sense. How is he going to hike taxes and not have any effect net on the budget? Well, he's saying, well, we'll cut taxes elsewhere. But this is weird, because they're fighting the Democrats. I hope this isn't too complicated. Seemingly two different fights at the same time. On one hand, and I'll put up the screenshot in a minute, they're saying, no, what we're going to do, Joe, is to net it out, we're going to tax those evil rich people. But to offset it for reconciliation and net it out to zero, we're going to cut taxes for the middle class. Now, for the feeble-minded liberal, that sounds great. Tax those evil, awful rich people and we get a tax cut? Great. But that's not what liberals were saying before. So let's go to the screenshot from the Washington Examiner piece first, and I'll show you how liberals are speaking with forked tongue, because they're liars. That's what they do. Check this out. So the package they could do would include $100 trillion in targeted tax relief and tax cuts that Biden proposed during the campaign. Child tax credits, a first-time homebuyer credit, renter's tax credit, other stuff right there. You're like, wow, that's great. That benefits the middle class. A tax cut? Hey, I'm all for it. Tax cuts, right? Well, how would they pay for it? Well, it'd be paid for with a revenue-raising package aimed at corporations, Joe. Those evil corporations and the rich. Whoa, evil rich people are so terrible. Possible tax increases could include raising the top individual tax to 39.6%, the corporate tax to 28%, capital gains as ordinary income on income above $1 million, and targeting several corporate tax loopholes. Again, if you're a liberal, that means you're probably pretty dopey. You're like, that sounds really great. Let's tax those rich people and give the middle class a tax cut. So why are the Democrats arguing for a major tax cut on the rich if they think tax hikes on the rich are a good thing when it comes to blue states like California and New York? No, they're not, Dan. That would make them liars, right, Joe? Tax cuts for the rich, very bad. Tax hikes for the rich, very good. That's their principle, principles, right? Oh, well, let's do a principle check. Yeah, principle check time. Here's an article from Roll Call. Democrats face salt challenge in next phase of coronavirus relief. How the House majority could pull this off so it doesn't appear to help the rich remains to be seen. What is the salt? Well, you used to be able, before the Trump tax cuts in highly taxed liberal blue states, SALT stands for the state and local tax deduction. If you paid high state and local taxes, which you do in New York, California, and Illinois, you used to be able to write them off on your federal taxes and say, I already paid that, so that's going to come off my income. Now, folks, here's the weird thing. That the people this affected when the SALT deduction was taken away in the Trump tax cuts, the only people who paid more in net taxes, I shouldn't say the only, some upper middle class people did get hit. I get a lot of emails and I understand your plight. And I'm not for hiking anybody's taxes. Let me be crystal clear. I'm trying to point out the Democrat hypocrisy. Largely, the people who were affected by this and forced to pay more, Joe, were only really rich people. From the roll call piece. But the political problem the Democrats are facing is SALT deductions are inherently skewed in favor of the wealthy, who paid a lot of income and property tax, particularly in blue states. So just to be crystal clear to sum this up for you in a roundabout kind of fashion. So on one hand, we have the Democrats and Biden, if he manages to win this election, saying when we come in, we're going to tax the hell out of the rich for reconciliation because we think taxing the rich is a good thing and cut taxes for the middle class. That's what we're going to do because we think that's great. But on the other hand, they're blocking coronavirus relief because they don't want rich people in blue states to pay more taxes. I don't know. Yeah. I'm scratching the hair I have left here. The verdict is in. I can't figure it out. Joe, can you figure it out, Paul? Can you figure anything? Tax the rich is a good thing. Don't tax the rich in blue states. It's a bad thing. I don't understand.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.